protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products. Save big money at
Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for, what you really want, your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Today is going to be a great day, and we've got a great show for you. So just sit back and relax while we dish all the tasty entertainment news. Gary and Portia are both out today, but sitting in, we have the lovely, the talented, the supermodel housewife, Eva Marcille. Don't smile for the camera, girl. Let them see what you're working with. Yes, darling. Yes. And you know we got to take it all the way to the West Coast to check in with Frank and Heidi. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Atlanta?
What's up? Later on, we'll tell you why Kanye West isn't worried about a retirement plan. And Selma Hayek is tired of people coming for her and her husband and her coins. But first, Head Crack, what you got for us?
All right, y'all. Maybe you've heard of this guy. His name's R. Kelly.
He's had enough.
The embattled R&B singer sat down for an explosive interview with Gayle King for CBS this morning in regards to the sexual abuse charges that he's preparing to stand trial for. Now, during the interview, the piped-up pot piper broke his silence. And now I want you to prepare yourself for what you're about to see, because it is intense. Take a look.
Assassinated. I have been buried alive. But I'm alive.
Robert. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man.
Woo. That was a lot to absorb.
It is. Oh, Lord.
I believe he can act.
He's a horrible actor.
Yeah. Not one tear, by the way. I was like, the fake acting in a movie, it's like when they do this, the sniffle. I'm fighting for my life. Where's the tear? Where's the tear on that?
Well, that's pretty good, I know.
I'm a good actress. I actually cry if I'm going to cry.
I would like to see y'all do a movie together. And you know, he did tell two lies in that interview.
What's that?
He said he's been assassinated and buried. He is very much alive.
Yeah, he said
while I'm alive, though.
Give it up to Gayle, though, for sitting there just stoic and calm. And Robert.
Yes, she did.
She's
Robert.
Like
Robert.
Your mother's yes, like, Robert. You need to knock
Robert.
It off.
Yes, Robert. She did. Yes, she did.
But seriously, we know R. Kelly has faced intense scrutiny over the past decade, but the speculation of abuse was reignited this past January after the Surviving R. Kelly series aired on Lifetime. Now, do you think this was smart for his team to let him sit down and do an interview with Oprah's best friend of all people? Because she's good at this interview thing.
Yeah.
Right before he's about to stand trial?
I definitely don't think this is smart for his team to let him do, but I don't think they control him.
Does anyone find it interesting that, you know, Gail got the R. Kelly interview the same week Oprah released the Neverland interview?
No, Oprah made that happen, honey.
But, I mean, they released the same week, like, at the same time.
Well, those
time,
are the two
they're
big stories.
I mean, are they, like, trying to be the next Cagney and Lacey? And, you know,
Rizzoli
and Isles, they're promoting their own, like, buddy cop movie.
Move on to something a little lighter. Pete Davidson, consider yourself warned because Kate Beckinsale, the woman he is currently dating, I know, Frank's dream girl, well, her ex, comedian Matt Rife, has advised Pete to put on his Nikes and run from the actress.
No.
Not just do it.
She's even more my type now.
I know, right? So let me give you a little bit of background on Kate and her ex-boy toy, Matt. They dated in 2017 for a year. And then he was, by the way, he was 21. She was 43. So she certainly does have a type. And recently when asked about his thoughts on Kate hooking up with Pete, this is what Kate's ex, Matt, had to say. Quote, man to man? Run. Enjoy it while you can. I wish them both the best. I don't have any solid advice. Just be careful.
That's pretty solid advice.
That sounds like a hater.
He is just mad because we haven't seen him since she dumped his ass or since whatever happened. And now he can't walk around holding her hand like he's a kindergartner because he looks very defeated in these pictures.
Here's what I will say. She's in her mid-40s. When you get to your mid-40s, you don't have the insecurity of your 20s. The 30s, you're like, oh, kind of, your body's changing a little bit, and you're like, I don't know. And by the mid-40s, where Kate Beckinsale is, she knows exactly what she wants, how to move, what to do, lights on, lights off. So there's a confidence. So I think,
get your hands out your pants, Frank. Well, y'all, looks like actor Danny DeVito may have taken this one for the books after he took a big tumble on stage at a recent event promoting Tim Burton's Dumbo adaptation. Good thing the star bounced back with grace, though. But before we get into more details, take a look at this video.
Oh, man.
OMG.
Now, I will say that is embarrassing, but the upside to that is he's very low to the ground anyway. So he was tall. Man, that would have been way worse.
But thank God he wasn't tall.
And the people that helped him get up were great, but the real MVP was his glasses. They stayed on. They didn't budge at all.
No.
It's like they were fused to his head. Like,
oh, my God.
Because ain't worse than falling and having a look for your glasses.
But, well, thank God he was fine and he wasn't injured. And as you can see, Danny DeVito found his way to the interview chair and joked with reporters not to print any pictures of his fall. But too late.
Is the movie that he is promoting coming out this fall? I mean, is it all part of the whole promotion?
Guerrilla marketing, right?
Actually, I think it might be guerrilla marketing because obviously, if you fall down and there's a lot of cameras, it's going to go viral. So to promote this movie, I haven't even heard about this movie that Danny DeVito's doing. We haven't even mentioned the name of the movie yet, but we've all seen
Dumbo.
The video now.
Yeah.
Is Dumbo?
Yeah.
Maybe
Dumbo's
he thought his ears were supposed to work. He's going to fly over the crowd, and they didn't work.
We're sorry, y'all.
Danny, we love you, Danny.
Love you, man. Well, this week I had double the fun because last night on The Bachelor, it was the Ladies Tell All episode.
Oh, God.
And it was explosive. Yes, one of the ladies came back, Courtney. She could not wait to get back and confront.
She's the crazy one?
No. But her nemesis, Demi.
Go, Demi.
The one that was the villain that I love. Mm-hmm. She couldn't wait to confront her. Take a look at this.
Demi. You literally have the maturity of a 3-year-old. All you do is talk about yourself and talk about other people all day. Go to timeout. Go to timeout, Demi. Take it to timeout. Security!
Huh? What do you think about that?
I gotta say, it makes me ashamed and embarrassed to be a woman.
Oh, not me. The turnout was so real.
Okay.
How much does that cross your mind? Am I going to hit this bitch or not? Like, you got your reunion coming up. I mean, does that cross your mind quite a bit?
Yeah, it actually does.
But you got to restrain yourself. yourself, right? You're like, I'm a mother. I don't want to die. This
you
is
do.
What
too much to lose.
You have to remember, you got to say, Marley and Mikey.
I think Colton did the right thing by not picking Courtney, because basically she admitted right there, she's like, I don't know how to deal with kids.
Right.
But so, okay, I'm going to marry you and we're going to have kids someday, and you're just telling everyone you have no idea how to deal with children. So I'm glad I didn't pick you.
You didn't act like you wanted to learn. Like, you didn't say, you know what, I don't have kids, but I'm willing to learn and be patient and get to know it. She was like, not dealing with it, not doing it.
But not adults dressed like, you know, with their boobs out, acting like kids.
My favorite part was like when Courtney stood up out of her chair to go confront Demi with the pacifier, but realized her dress was so tight she could only move from the knees. I'm gonna get you.
Okay. No, you just stay right there. I'm on my way.
Is she walking over here?
Yeah, you want some slack so you can take some stripes here. I'm coming. I'm packing.
Up next, find out what rapper may be singing and dancing to the day he dies. Ooh. Tell you more about that after the break. Dish
Nation. Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep, call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Headcrack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Y'all remember when Kanye West said slavery was a choice?
Yes. Yeah.
Sounds like he chose slavery and won't be retiring from rap anytime soon. And we mean that literally.
Wait a minute now.
What do you mean, chose slavery?
Well, check this out. If you weren't aware, Kanye's trying to be released from his record contract for EMI because, get this, in his contract, it doesn't allow him to retire from making music. Ever.
Ever?
Impossible. You can't, huh?
One time with the Cardi B shot.
Wow.
Ever.
What? Oh my goodness.
Here's a clause from the contract that was leaked online. It says, you, Mr. West, hereby represent and warrant that to EMI that you will throughout the term as extended by this modification remain actively involved in writing, recording, and producing compositions and major label albums as your principal occupation. And at no time during the term will you seek to retire as a songwriter, recording artist, or producer, or take any extended hiatus during which you are not actively pursuing your musical career in the same basic manner as you have pursued such career to date.
That's not fair that you can't do other things. You got to live in the box.
It's not that you can't do other things, but this is your primary job.
It is your primary, but you do that in your sleep. You don't want to just do that. Like, that's all you do. That might get boring, and you might need to be inspired by something else.
But here's the thing.
Like, make the album. It's the artist's fault.
There's a reason why artists have to do 75 other things. And, Brad, I'm sure you can attest to this.
Man.
The game is not what it used to be.
It's not at all.
You got to make music, sell flat tummy tea, have a mechanic shop, and also have a Keurig cup.
You have to do everything, or else you won't. Eat.
But they're just protecting themselves when it comes to Kanye. Kanye is unpredictable. Like, his wife doesn't even know what he's gonna do.
Right.
And so if you're under contract with him, I think you should, like, safeguard yourself and make sure that, you know, we're gonna get the product we're asking for.
I've never heard of that.
Which may be
like, for the rest of your life, that's just not possible.
I need to see the full document.
And I didn't read my contract in the beginning because you'd be so excited to sign and be signed to a label and be famous and make some money. I didn't care if I went double glass, okay? I just wanted the world to know who I was, but you don't really read that stuff.
Well, to quote the homie Snoop, slavery was the case that they gave ye.
You stupid. Well, Eva girl, since you are a housewife and you're in the house, we're gonna have to talk a little Real Housewives of Atlanta drama.
Oh, God.
Is that okay, darling?
Please bring it on.
All right, yes, Closet Gate. It is still going on, y'all.
Is that what you're calling it?
Closet Gate, yes. Okay, NeNe went on Bravo's Watch What Happened Live to explain why she reacted the way she did about Portia and Candy going into her closet. Take a look.
You said to them several times, don't go in the closet. Exactly. How can you be on anybody's side?
They went in the closet.
The side of the owner of the house.
Well, but did you overreact?
No, I didn't. Now, how are you going to overreact in your own home? If I tell you to visit me and sit right here, you need to sit right here. You don't have the right to go through my house and open up my doors, my closets, my pantries, none of that. You would feel disrespectful. And the one thing these girls have, they are disrespecting each other's homes when they visit them.
Well, do y'all think NeNe had a point, or did she overreact?
To know NeNe is to know that her house is immaculate. Like, it really is. The pool area, mm-hmm. I mean, the second kitchen is perfect. Everything in her house really is nice. She does not have any children. You can tell. They grown. So, if her closet wasn't perfect, I can understand her not wanting the cameras in there because it's just not the way that she's used to people seeing her home.
But yeah, because if one housewife go in and then two housewives go in, you know somebody gonna tap the camera in on the show to be like, gone in.
Exactly.
And then... You got everybody from the show in your closet, and the cameras are going to definitely follow because that's their jobs. And if she said no, I got to be with NeNe on this one.
No.
And no warrants, no explanation.
Well, up next, if you have a problem with Selma Hayek marrying a billionaire, then you know what? You might be a racist. We'll explain after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
Now, it seems like Selma Hayek has had it up to here with the haters. Now, the Mexican actress is on the cover of Town & Country's latest cover to talk about her new movie, The Hummingbird Project, and opened up about the skepticism surrounding her marriage with billionaire husband, Francois Henry Pignol.
Okay.
And she told reporters...
You better Pignol that thing.
Hell, man, I did French one. I failed it, though. She said, a lot of people are very shocked that I married who I married, and some people are even intimidated now by me. But it's another way of showing racism. They can't believe this Mexican ended up in the life that she has, and they're uncomfortable around me. Now, the actress also opened up about their private relationship and why she doesn't want to reveal any secrets of their love.
That is horrible.
Wow.
That is horrible. She can marry who she want to marry. She need to ignore them as best as she can and be happy and live her life. Like... You could say anything you want about me if I was married to him, honey. It wouldn't even matter. As long as he's good to me and we got bread and we enjoying life, like, why would I... Whatever.
Yeah, being married to him is like having the hookup at the whole mall.
No, it's the plug, it's the load, it is everything. First of all, she looks stunning
she
on the cover
amazing.
Of Town & Country right
yes,
now.
Yes, she does.
She is giving it. But her husband is not just a billionaire. This is not the Chicken King,
hello?
Okay? This man... founded a company called The Caring Company. And The Caring Company owns brands such as Gucci, Yves Saint Laurent, Balenciaga, Alexander McQueen, Bottega Veneta, Brioni, and the list goes on. So it's not just that she has money and access. Like, it is the upper echelon of all things fabulous. It is like the devil wears Prada on another level.
What do y'all think about the racism?
I think there are a lot of things that we only allow certain people to do. And the idea of a Mexican woman being this rich and having this kind of access, how dare she? You know, I think they got some white people upset.
And I get it. He owns a lot of things. But why can't I get love? I own FUBU, Fat Farm, Cross Colors, and Rockaware.
You own them?
No, I got, I got some shirts, some pants, a couple hats.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Well, everyone, if any of you need your butts to be nice, firm, and lifted, this booty mask cream is the answer. It's rich with powerful active ingredients that helps to burn fat in the area it's applied. And it reduces the appearance of cellulite and gives your skin a soft touch and smooth feeling.
Ooh, yes. You know my little booty likes the sound of that.
I thought you would. And not only is the booty mask clinically proven to instantly firm and lift, it's great for all skin types.
I'm gonna get this to Gary. How much is it?
Well, guys, get your wallets out because usually the Maley's Instant Firm and Lift booty mask will cost you $99. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Stop. What?
Yes, Plus, you can get your booty butt firmed and pushed on up just for that good old price. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, well, up next, a wedding between two people winds up with a third person joining the marriage. We'll tell you about it coming up next. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Frank, this story that I'm going to tell you is going to leave you asking the question, why can't this happen to me? Carolyn and Justin, both from Ohio, they were dating each other, and Carolyn says to Justin, I want to experiment with a woman.
Why can't this happen to me?
So her boyfriend, right, Justin, says, all right, experiment with a woman. So she starts chatting with this woman named Lana online, and she's from Ireland, and she started to develop feelings for her. So fast forward, Justin and Carolyn, the original couple, they decide to get married. And do they invite the new side chick to the wedding? You bet they do. They not only invite her, she's also a bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah.
Take a look at this picture. Now, after meeting for the first time in person at the wedding, by the way, Justin then also develops feelings for Lana, and they all decide to become a throuple.
Wife number one has a type.
She definitely has a type.
The girl from Ireland looks just like Justin. I mean, just like Justin.
You know, if you have a little side dish, you don't want the side dish to be exactly like your entree.
There's a major thing missing off this plate here, because obviously they might look alike, but she's got the...
Right. There is that difference. And the smoothness.
One's got a side of meat.
One's a vegetarian platter, and the other's meat lovers.
Yeah, the meat lovers.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.